Good morning. This is KG7CNQ standing by for early check-ins for the Puget Sound Borders Net.
Good morning, Net Control N7 NVS request early check-in, please.
I've got you checked in, Jim. KG7CNQ. Good morning. This is KG7CNQ opening the Puget Sound Borders Net for Tuesday, March 3rd. My name is Mary, and my QTH is downtown Kirkland. The Borders Net provides a service to mariners around Puget Sound and on the Salish Sea and operates daily on the Puget Sound Repeater Group WW7PSR system on Capitol Hill in Seattle at 146.96 MHz with a PL of 103.5. The net is open to all licensed TAMs. If you would like to check in, please respond when I ask for visitors after the roll call. Before I begin, is there any priority traffic? This is a directed net. The roll call will be in the order of your call sign suffix. Please respond with your call sign, first name, location, and boat name. We're interested in local reports of your local weather conditions, local wind and sea state reports, unusual critter reports, and other items of interest. And today I'm interested in whether anyone was able to see the partial eclipse at 3 o'clock this morning. So let's start off with WA9BVE. Bob.
Nope, I was sound asleep. good morning, Mary, and thanks for taking the net this morning. This is Bob, WA9BVE, coming to you from the western shore of Manoa Island, where we have 100% cloud cover in at least two layers. Locally here on the island, there's a lower layer, and then out farther to the west, I can see a much higher level of all clouds. And then I can see at the Olympics, I can actually see some snow out there underneath another layer of clouds, so there's lots of clouds. What's unusual this morning, other than we had that eclipse that some people say happened, I don't know, is that the temperature this morning is 50 degrees here. That's 14 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. That's a big change. And, of course, big changes are accompanied by wind, and we do have wind. We have southeast 5 to 10 with gusts up to 15. There hadn't been any rain in the last 24 hours, and the barometer has dropped from 1019 to 1016, and it's continuing to fall. Back to you, Mary. WA9BVE 73.
Thanks, Bob. This is KG7CNQ, Handel Mary, Motor Vessel Sienna, and my QTH is back home in Kirkland this morning, where it's 51 degrees, and we have that same overcast sky. I was up at 3, not by choice, and did look outside, and it was just really overcast. I couldn't see anything, so I didn't work too hard to find the moon. Okay, let's go up to Victoria, VE7, DFJ, Jack.
Good morning, Mary, and the net, and thanks for taking the net this morning, Mary. VE7DFJ, Jack in Victoria, where it's 46 degrees and cloudy. The barometer is 1015 and falling. Let's see, the wind is light and variable here. Right now it's showing north at 1 or 2 miles an hour. And the forecast for today is the periods of rain. Radar shows there's lots of rain showers in the area, but nothing near us, and the visibility is good. Can also see across to the Olympics, so it's a little bit hazy, but there is snow on the amount on the Olympics up there. So that's it from Victoria. Not a great day. It'd probably get a little bit wet, but that's it. Back to you, Mary, V7DFJ.
Thanks, Jack. N7DOS, Commodore Bob. KE7GCP, Commodore Kim. KD7GL, Vic.
Good morning, Mary, and yep, I'm here. This is KB7GL. The name is Vic, QTH South Kirkland, the motor vessel Shasa. No, I was sleeping too. I didn't bother to get up. I knew it was going to be cloudy, so there was no point in it. And I think you had to be east of the mountains to see this one. Looks like over the next, well, as far as the forecast goes out, it looks like rain. Maybe we'll get a little bit of snow on the mountains out of it, hopefully. But I think we're in a normal pattern now for quite a while. The temperature here in Kirkland is 49 degrees, still fairly warm. We have good visibility, though. There's no chance of fog right now. The wind has shifted back to the south, which is kind of normal for the incoming system. And maybe 2 to 3 knots out of the south right now, just enough to swing the furbows around a little bit. And the barometer fell. It's kind of going up and down as it came down, but the overall trend is down, and it's been flat for a few hours at 30.04. The space weather is about the same as it has been. The solar flux hasn't changed. The K index is up slightly, but not much. We've gained another visible sunspot. We're up to 5 now, but there's no flare activity going on. It's just still pretty quiet up there. And looking at 40 meters, the upper part of the band is still full of the broadcast stations. Most of them are Asian, which makes sense because that's the part of the Pacific that's still in the dark. But they'll start fading here pretty soon. That'll all change Sunday when we back up an hour for the stations for this net. And last night, the Kraken beat the league-leading Carolina Hurricane, which was really surprising. I didn't expect that. It was only 2-1, but kind of like the Seahawks, defense wins games. And even if you don't have a strong offense, usually a defense is going to win. So that was enjoyable to see. Other than that, propagation is about normal on HF. A lot of people are trying to get the Bovey Island expedition down in the South Atlantic. We don't have a good path here. If you get it here, it's going to be just luck. And some people have, but it's pretty rare. I'm not going to try all that hard because I don't really collect wallpapers. So if it's there, it is, and if it isn't, well, so much for that. Everybody have a good, what is this, Tuesday, 73 KB7GL.
Thanks, Vic. KE7HIP, Laura. Good morning, Mary Ann Manette. This is KE7HIP. Name is Laura. Sailing vessel is ready to execute to South North Beach. Well, this morning we have sort of a couple of cloud layers, but it's mostly uniform, and it's also sprinkling right now. The wind, I was out there, and I walked to the top of the hill, and it was pretty breezy, probably about 15 knots from the south. And as I look to the north, visibility on the sound is kind of hazy. And the sea state is probably going to be a moderate to maybe even some whitecaps out there. And no critters this morning. This is KE7HIP.
Thanks, Laura. W1HKS, Henry.
Good morning, Mary and Nanette. This is W1HKS. My name is Henry, Northwest Port Townsend, no boat. This morning we have a solid overcast, no wind, no rain. In the forecast, we have about an 80% chance of rain tonight. Temperature is 49, up from an overnight low of 42, and we're looking for a high of 52. Average for this day of the year for the neighborhood is 50. Pressure is falling. I have 2.98 inches, and that's 10-15 millibars. Everybody have an enjoyable Tuesday and 73 W1HKS.
Thanks, Henry. K7IM, Kim.
Well, good morning from Blakely Harbor. This is the other Kim, K7IM. Sailboat Francis Lee, motor vessel Whitecap. I did get up at 3 o'clock and look, but it was solid overcast, so it was for naught. Anyway, the temperature down here, I have to look. The temperature down here today is 47, up quite a bit from yesterday. We were still in our high 30s yesterday. And the barometer says 10.16.5. Solid overcast is still there. Cheers, everyone. K7IM.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, that was my experience, too. It was so overcast, there was no chance to see anything. N7LRE, Mary.
Good morning, Mary and Annette. This is N7LRE. This is the other Mary. Motor vessel banner, 2TH is Blue Ridge, just north of the Ballard, out on the deck, where we have kind of a funny situation here. I have clouds all around. But a blue hole overhead, with a few white clouds, but we do have some mizzle at the moment. Precipitation between mist and drizzle. Anyway, temperature is 50 degrees. We have a very light wind. I think it's from the south-southeast. Interesting, Laura was reporting substantial wind not very far away from here, so maybe we'll get that shortly. No particular critters to report. I will say I did not get up at 3 to see the eclipse, but I did see the beautiful full moon earlier in the evening, which was really nice to look at. Thanks for doing the net, Mary. 73 Vol N7 LRE.
Thank you, Mary. And I just want to be clear, I didn't set my alarm to get up at 3 or anything. I just happened to be awake at 3. So anyway, okay, K7OE, David. K7PJC, Commodore Phil, good to see you yesterday.
Well, good morning, K7PJC, Phil, located high up on North Capitol Hill, sailboat EOS, where I'm looking out over Lake Union in the Sound. Thin overcast clouds going on, really light though, and it was fun watching the moon rise last night. Just a big full moon, really bright. It's 50 degrees here currently, and it's trying to drizzle. It hasn't even covered the deck or anything yet. Just a few sprinkles, barely even started. Light winds here currently. Barometer's 30.04, and yes, hope Jack checks in today. So there you go. Get out there and enjoy it. K7 PJC.